Black is my favorite color. My name is Andrea Bird, but everyone calls me Andy. Black is my favorite color. Every day I wear black. Black t-shirt, black jeans, black chucks. Black reminds me of Mama. Black is Mama's smile, a white swan gliding across a dark lake. Black is Mama wrapping me in her thin, strong arms before school. Black is her huge, fluffy afro, absorbing all the visible light, a colorful dark, a rainbow crown on her head. Black is the smell of Mama's strong coffee in our Detroit apartment. Black is Mama's paint-splattered hand waving goodbye to me that first Friday of school last August. Black is the last time I saw her smiling.
Andy!
Aunt Janine screams from downstairs.
You're going to be late!
Black is me under my covers, on my deep space memory planet, not wanting to get up to face another day without her. Whir, 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 crunch, 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 chug, chug, chug. I hear Aunt Janine start the blender in the kitchen. It's probably full of flaxseed, kale, and other nastiness. Full of healthy stuff Mama would never make me eat. But Mama is gone. 10 months gone. I live with Aunt Janine and Uncle Mark in Grand Rapids now. It's summer, again, the first one without her. 7th grade is over, and I am headed to camp. I slide down my bed, out of my covers, and onto the floor because I am a slime person. I used to be a girl, but now I am a blob disguised as a girl. A blob girl named Andy Bird. I don't have wings, just a few shiny black feathers hidden in my heart.
I'm up!
I yell downstairs. My attic room looks like it's been raided by zombies. Every drawer in my dresser is thrown open, crumpled school papers and pieces of sheet music all over the floor. A green army duffel sits at the foot of my bed, overflowing with black jeans, tees, and hoodies. But mostly, ugly khaki shorts, light blue collared shirts, and get this, light blue knee socks. Not even a blob girl should have to wear knee socks. I groan just looking at Harmony Music Camp's uniform, the socks balled up like Smurf poop in my duffel. Harmony Music Camp hadn't seemed like a terrible idea back in February when Aunt Janine and Uncle Mark presented me with the information. The fall months right after Mama died had been rough. I was angry, and Aunt Janine and Uncle Mark were the enemy. I barely left my room except to go to school, therapy, or mandatory family dinner. But then, in December, they'd told me they were having a baby, due in August.
You're going to be a cousin!
Uncle Mark beamed. I didn't know how to feel about the news, but I knew I had to at least try harder to fit into this new version of my life. I had to try to be a normal kid again, and maybe applying to some nerdy music camp wasn't the worst thing. I liked music. Uncle Mark filmed me playing Tightrope by Janelle Monáe on trumpet, and Aunt Janine helped me with my application essay. Then we sent my audition packet off. To be honest, I forgot about it after that. I forgot until a big envelope arrived. A big envelope with a welcome camper letter and a whole folder full of information and packing lists.
You got in! Aunt Janine screamed. This is one of the most prestigious music camps in the country. Good job, kiddo,
Uncle Mark said, patting me on the arm. I didn't think I'd make it, I said.
Nonsense, Aunt Janine said. You're very talented, Andy. That's something your mom and I always agreed on. She'd be so proud of you.